Reflection by Father Luis Tizzano. Matthew 25, 31 to 46. Is Jesus the King of your life? 1. He will separate. This world was created by God, but He has given each one of us the freedom to make our life and our world His or not. We are the ones who make the decision as to who reigns in our life, and we are faced with that decision every moment. God wants to reign in your heart and in your life, and He wants to separate. What does He want to separate? Well, to begin with, what you do out of obligation from what you do out of love. He wants to separate the sorrows of your life from the blessings, so that you do not dwell on all that's negative. He also wants to separate your failures, so that you may understand that life is made up of victories and failures, but that your life is not a failure. 2. Those on the right. Actions are what determine whether we are God's children. We see God in tiny details of everyday life when we have our supernatural glasses on, to see clearly as God wants us to see. You can say that you are a good goalkeeper, but it is in a football match that you prove your quality. Well, are you a Christian? Your daily actions and gestures towards those around you will show you are walking along God's path. What do you do? What you do on earth has divine impact or resonance. Life is short, but it's also a privilege to live it. It is more bountiful if we help others. So do not stop striving to do good every day, even though you might believe that bad people have it better. 3. Those on the left. There are those who are phony, who say one thing and do another, but their actions leave much to be desired. The key to Christian life is seeing Jesus in our brothers and sisters and seeing the work of God in our life. Christ became incarnate for us to embody Christianity in this world. We want Christ to live in many hearts, to reign because His kingdom is one of peace. Praise be to the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember that something good is on the way. May God Almighty bless you and be with you and protect you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.